Hello, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly roundup of the insurance industry news today, January 28th, 2025. We start with concerns about rising insurance costs in the Australian Capital Territory. The ACT Legislative Assembly is shining a light on the issue, launching an inquiry into the climbing insurance costs that are impacting businesses and community organizations. They'll be focusing on workers' compensation and climate change impacts, among other things. If you've got an opinion, thoughts, or stories to share, now's your chance. Public submissions are open until the 14th of March this year. We're living in an era of awareness, and accountability is becoming paramount. This was exemplified with a recent decision against Auto & General, an insurer who overlooked a Brisbane homeowner's storm damage claim. Now, they find themselves compelled to apologize and pay compensation to the tune of $2,000. Speaking of private insurance disputes, we have an important update for travelers. When taking out travel insurance, make sure your policy covers the complete picture. This warning comes following a dispute where an Australian man's claim was rejected as his policy did not cover his sister-in-law's pre-existing condition. Always be mindful of what's included and what's excluded on your policies. It may save you from unnecessary financial burdens. Moving to Halls Gap in Victoria, bushfires continue to take their toll, and now an insurability crisis has come into focus. The Grampians fires caused not only physical damage and heartache, but have led to business interruption claims and highlighted the rising cost of coverage. Businesses unable to get insurance cover face an existential threat, with effects rippling out and potentially leading to closures, critically destabilizing the local economy. Peter Dutton, coalition leader, amplifies the need for urgent solutions, wonderfully illustrating that insurance is indeed a matter of survival. Now remember, you can find more information on everything insurance at our home on the web, financialservicesonline.com.au. Knowledge is power. And being well-informed could save you time, money, and a whole lot of stress. Stay savvy, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, signing off on this week's Insurance News Wrap. Until next week, stay informed and stay secure.